Hi, I'm Sarah Flower with KSUT News. Today we are joined with Leanne Jalan, the Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department, for our weekly COVID-19 update. Big news happening across the state of Colorado. Governor Jared Polis has announced that our COVID-19 dial restriction that has been edited and changed and shifted has gone away from state control and will now go into local counties, local public health departments' jurisdiction. Leanne, this is such an interesting time to be doing this as cases across the state are going up, hospitalizations are increasing, variants are exploding throughout the state, and it seems as though the state has kind of clapped its hands and said, it's all on you guys.
On Friday, the governor in the state of Colorado retired the third version of the COVID dial, which really set across the state the level of protection based on the amount of infection in a community and the amount of hospitalizations in the community. And this so-called dial had been around since last summer. It had gone through some revisions, and the idea was that there would be this way to track from community to community, were your infections rising or falling? Was your hospitals able to keep up? And kind of this would guide communities. And then built into it was a kind of step down and step out of the dial, because the last stop in it initially was called Protect Our Neighbor. It was renamed to Level Green, and it was kind of the pathway to return to normal. This last week, the governor decided to retire it altogether and turn the setting of protections for any individual community to local governments rather than having this provided by the state.
And the numbers here in Southwest Colorado are on the uptick. They're on the rise, whether it's your jurisdiction or Montezuma, Southwest Colorado, and including Northwestern New Mexico, the cases are really going up and up. It's an interesting time to just wash our hands at the dial.
This is a really interesting time for the state to be retiring the dial. The ask from the state was that local communities issue their own public health orders. This gives people concern because, as we know, it's really hard for residents when there's patchwork rules and regulations, and they're different from community to community. And we don't want to accidentally give the message that what we're doing right now to protect health of community is less important than it was a few weeks ago. So we have to really be careful in any community to say, you know, we still have high levels of infection. In fact, we're seeing big increases. We haven't seen increases like this in months anywhere. And we're concerned about, you know, the transmission of variants and also potentially more severe infection due to variants. Now, on the flip side of that, the hope is that as we're getting vaccine out, communities have more and more individuals who are protected, you know, and fewer individuals who are susceptible to severe disease, susceptible to fatality, and less likely to transmit or spread an infection. It is this race or this dance to see where we're going with this. And in the state of Colorado, there's the Colorado School of Public Health that's been kind of modeling, you know, for months where this pandemic is going next. So what happened over the last few weeks is Colorado School of Public Health did some modeling. And the first thing that they did is they looked at in the beginning of April, if all restrictions were lifted and people just stopped engaging in practices that limited spread of infection, you know, we would pretend if this happened at the beginning of April, the modeling data said that Colorado would add about 3,000 fatalities to Colorado's total fatality by mid-July. We have less than 7,000 fatalities in Colorado right now. So with that, it was not a good idea to remove masks and lift all of the protections, in the beginning of April. But through then, there were kind of different models run and said, well, what does this look like if masks are retained and 6-foot distancing goes away or capacity is lifted and, you know, kind of showing different scenarios. And what the modeling data said is if most of these restrictions stay in place until the middle of May, we will avoid additional fatalities in the state of Colorado. So when the governor lifted the dial last week for the state, you know, we locally extended level blue for 30 days in our community to continue to offer protection, you know, in line with what the Colorado School of Public Health modeling states, which is it's really important that we continue to wear masks and we continue to maintain our 6-foot distance inside for the next 30 days. We really simplified what's in this version of level blue. You know, we got rid of some of the things that were more restrictive, but didn't offer as much protection so that people can follow really the simplest pieces. And the simplest pieces are wear your face covering, don't share your air, don't mix your households closer than 6 feet indoors, you know, and, you know, don't go out if you're symptomatic, go get tested. We're going to have some really exciting news this week about some new tests that we're offering. So that should really help people be able to get tested and get results much more quickly. So there's still a tremendous amount of work to do. And the Colorado School of Public Health modeling for the state said, we have to do this work for 30 more days, or we will unnecessarily increase fatalities across the state.
The determinants too, Leanne, for what this old COVID dial looks like, Southwest Colorado is not in the so-called blue or green level or anywhere near it. How hard does retiring these restrictions make it on local public health departments throughout the state?
No, I think it makes it hard on the local public health departments. It also makes it hard on the residents of different areas. I think it's confusing. I think people kind of lose track of, you know, where they are and how do you tease out these mixed messages, right? And, you know, we've seen and we've heard a lot of people sort of hearing one message, which is the dial's retired, so we can take our masks off, we can get closer than 6 feet, we can mix households. And we really, really have to tell people that's not where we're at yet, you know? And so I think what it really, it makes it hard, and it makes it hard on people that have been doing really good work to keep infection rates low, to keep schools open. You know, this is becoming a very, very touch and go time for in-person learning. As a community, we recognize the value of that. And a lot of infection spread in the community can really interfere with schools' ability to perform. You know, the state modeling says if we stick with what we're doing through the middle of May and we get as many vaccines as we possibly can into arms through the middle of May, you know, we can really start looking at easing restrictions then. And we just really hope that that's the message that people hear.
Leanne, there's really interesting news coming out today from Archuleta County, being the highest one-week incident rate in the state.
And this was just posted to the state website this morning. So new cases came in over the weekend that kind of catapulted Archuleta County to the highest seven-day incident rate in the state. Now, first of all, I do want to say in a small county, you can have big jumps to greater incident rates and lower incident rates at faster than you can in a large county. But this is highly concerning that Archuleta County, as of this morning, for the last 7 days, has more cases per 100,000 residents than anywhere else in the state. So we really do need to double down as Southwest Colorado and, you know, make some decisions about where we want to go as community members. Because if we continue to relax, you know, important restrictions too quickly, we're going to have some problems. We've seen, you know, a huge jump in local hospitalizations over the last week. We've actually seen a tripling in local hospitalizations. Now, again, when we talk about really small numbers, it's easy to have big percentage jumps like that, you know, so, you know, that you have to take all of that with a grain of salt. But we as local public health, we're taking it from the perspective like, wow, we've worked really, really hard as a community. We've done a lot of good things. Let's keep going until we get more vaccine into arms. We have fewer people who are susceptible for infection and then relax restrictions. Or we could really, really be taking steps backwards.
Leanne Jalan, Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department. Is there anything else you'd like to add for us here today?
Thank you for the opportunity. And hopefully we'll have great news about testing in the next week. So we'll come back with that news as soon as we have it.
Leanne, thank you so much for joining us here today and every Monday here on KSUT for your weekly COVID-19 update.